This is Big Ho from Bankhead. Thanks for tuning in. You're about to tune in to another hot episode from the SRT crew. SRT crew, are y'all ready?
We ready if you ready.
Let's get down then.
What up, Atlanta? Put your hands up. Let's get this thing started. SRT. Every single week, my people gotta do one thing. Turn that SRT up, and I gotta tune in. We talking touchdowns, home runs, goals, and interceptions. Hosted by Big Ho, the big head legend. Watch your kids, boy. Them big dogs coming. You want that smooth off our radar dial? Slick money, sports round table. The truth, no fables. Top flow penthouse over Atlantic Station. Shining like a diamond jeweler, sports miss tips. Sports superhero Hancock. Pay tuition with a pick. Get a laugh, get a thrill. Get your sports, stay ill. D will fill them in on them of this year. Come, come.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the penthouse, 300 floor, overlooking Atlantic Station. And it's the SRT crew, episode number 69. Boy, we are doing it. 69 episodes.
That's a good number.
Good number. I figured somebody going to get a kick out of that tonight. But I got the crew in the building with me, with Chad and them. But the Jewel of Sports is in Detroit, and we want to make sure we give our send our prayers and condolences to her because we miss her tonight, and she's in Detroit. Unfortunately, she lost her grandmother this past week, so we want to make sure we send her our prayers. And she said that she was safe and that she missed us, so Jewel of Sports, you're always in our prayers.
Love you, Tip.
But we got the crew, the rest of the crew, Jay Smooth filling in. Got my main man, Slick Money, in the building tonight.
What's
Memphis
up?
On.
Yeah, what's up, kinfolk?
Doing all right?
Yeah, good day to be alive, brother.
There you go. Bringing my main man, Mr. Hancock, the sports superhero. What's up, baby?
What's up, Big Ho?
Ain't nothing shaky. Doing all right?
I don't know, man. I can't get my voice
back. Yeah, we.
Pre-show, boy.
Yeah, pre-show is off the chain.
Yes, sir.
I wish we could just have an audience for pre-show.
Whoa.
Jay Smooth in the building.
Yo, I'm looking forward to a snow day.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get one. We'll see.
And I got my main man D Weezy, D Will, in the building.
What's
again.
What's happening there? What up, folks?
What up? What up?
3-3-4, baby.
Talking about them combines, baby.
Yes, sir.
And of course, I'm your host, Mr. HM3, the Bankhead Legend. And one of the greatest compliments that I heard as we did the All-Star Weekend. Roosevelt came by. One of the listeners told me, loyal listeners, that I like that Jay.
Damn.
He say he done came into his own.
Yeah, he's.
He go from relationship show to the sports show. He kind of smooth. I like him.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I get that kind of feedback, I have to make Jay an official member of the SRT crew. So, wow. Jay Smooth, you got to go on the website, baby.
Wow.
It won't be long.
Wow.
Give it up to nephew,
baby.
Wow. Yeah, nephew in the building.
So, Jay Smooth will be on the website, and he'll have a bio on there.
Wow.
So, you can check him out.
He's official.
He's official.
Wow. He got a lot of shows. He probably don't even know how many he's done.
But, and the thing about it is that, you know, we unofficially, he fills in. But he always ready to go.
Yeah, he.
Hey, drop of the hat.
Yeah, he
always ready to go.
Is that like a six man?
Yeah, he's six man.
He's six man.
Jamal Crawford.
Yeah.
Jamal Crawford.
Hey, here we go. Slick Money, that's a hell of an analogy. He's a six man.
He's six man.
Yeah.
Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford.
Yeah. Wow.
So. The microwave.
Vinny. I like that. Vinny. He know what sports though.
Look at it. He just showing his thighs off.
Showing out. Yeah, yeah.
He's showing out.
Hey, you think he can drop some balls?
Oh, yeah, he got some.
You know he went to school for music.
I know.
Yeah, can you drop some ball?
Yeah.
Jay, just tell him, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Hey. Ooh, that's a nice line, huh?
Yeah, Uncle C told me that a long time ago.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
That's right.
And look, this is what I'm gonna have on his bio. Jay Smooth, and in parentheses, I'm gonna have the nephew.
Oh, that's cold.
Wow.
Dude got so many titles. He's amazing. He's a great guy, man. I gotta give it up. Not because he's my nephew. He cold young man.
Absolutely. No
nonsense approach.
Absolutely.
But did you notice in the debate that me and D Will had and everybody, he just don't say nothing, he just laughing.
Yeah. But in the background, he's saying Memphis will kill them folk.
Yeah, but he can't argue with D Will. He ain't not ready to argue with D Will. He let me and D Will go ahead. Because, see, D Will and our families, we know we family too, but we'll cuss each other out, but I love him to death.
Oh, yeah.
We both got the same dope dealer. We you know.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah. Hey, but here's the thing. Hey, but you know, as soon as Jay ready to talk about his Memphis Grizzlies, tag on that ass too. Ain't gonna be nothing different.
Well, we gonna talk about him tonight.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, nephew.
Yeah, baby, because we got something to talk about tonight, man.
Sound like his name might be Born Red.
Horace, need to get Steve a call on the show, man. Dude, funny man.
Man, listen,
he been doing this for ever since I've known him.
Funny guy.
Dude told me one day, man, this is real talk. This was so funny, Horace. Uh-huh. He picked up my hat. I don't know what happened to his hat. He said, man, this is a lampshade. I laughed so hard because I thought about what he said.
Uh-huh.
I said, lampshade?
Lampshade.
The hat went around his head. He said, this is a lampshade. I was crushed, but it was funny once you think about what he said.
Hey, but we do have to do this. I have to remind everybody. I get all these phone calls on the weekend. We're going to have to get some insurance.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Not like Chad. We want the people to
No, no, no. Not that kind of insurance.
Okay, okay.
But the insurance that says that SRT is not responsible for anything that happens.
I got you.
While you listen to the show.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Because Don called me this weekend. You know he drives a truck.
Right.
He said he almost hit 5 people while he was driving.
Wow.
Really?
Listening to us. He said, man, he be about to go to sleep. He'll cut the SRT, yo. You know, he down with the TuneIn app, so he listens to it on TuneIn Radio. So he go to TuneIn and listen to the show. He say, man, I promise you, I had to dodge 5 cars over the last week listening to y'all.
Wow.
Ain't that something?
That's hilarious.
Wow, yeah. Sports and entertainment.
So we got a SRT disclaimer, but we're going to have to probably let them know they got to get some insurance listening to the TuneIn or listen to our show. Because we can't be responsible for that.
Yeah, I like your phone, man. That was pretty impressive.
You like that?
Wow.
Why you like that, man?
Let me
go ahead and put the disclaimer on because y'all on the chain already.
The Sports Roundtable Show is proud to bring you information and entertainment. Our discussions and topics voice our opinions, which are not meant to offend you, our listeners. Log on to hm3inc.com for all archived shows.
D-Will, he said he liked my phone. Now, the phone that Hancock had was better than what I just had. Everybody quiet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about, too. I'm lost.
Yeah, well, anyway, he was giving a speech, and something popped up on his phone. That was pretty impressive.
My phone is on block mode.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that came from. I don't know if it was a text or it was something.
Yeah.
But I like what the bitch is doing.
But once again, want to give a special shout out to Tiffany, man.
Yeah, what's up, Tiff?
And my prayers.
Make sure that
love you,
she's safe. And we miss her, man. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Not to make light of the situation.
Right.
But this is the only thing that can keep her away from coming to the show.
Yeah, it's her first
time. I thought she was going to make the phone call. I'm surprised.
Nah, yeah. I told her, you know, enjoy with the family. We'll be in touch. We'll take care of things. We ain't no word on the street tonight. And none of that. We'll just double up when she gets back.
Jay Jizzle gonna hold it down though.
Oh, absolutely. But what we will talk about tonight,
let's go,
is open discussion. We're gonna talk NBA, college basketball, NFL combines. And I got some news and news and notes. And some of this news is gonna just, really? It's gonna be entertaining for that. And the open discussion is going to be wide open. And then we're going to rank our top 5 shooting guards. So, and if I'm sure if Memphis had the shooting guard that they wanted to have, this would be a 2-hour show.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
We don't want to talk about that. Yeah. Because the shooting guard that should be there is not there. So
yeah,
we're going to leave that one alone.
Well, exactly. So, but we're going to go ahead and take commercial break off the rip. So we won't get Chad to tell us, you know, do this and that. So we're going to go ahead and take commercial break right now.
Hey, on your main man.
That ain't what I'm looking for.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. But when we get back, we will tell you possibly who will own the Timberwolves here soon. Wow. Another thing we're going to tell you when we get back is in Dallas, the thing is AP, DeMarco Murray. But there's a running back in the draft that may be in Dallas that ain't nobody talking about. Episode 69, SRT, baby. We'll be right back.
I'm your main man, HM3. I'm the host and the producer of the Sports Roundtable Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to my website, HM3Inc.com, the home of the Sports Roundtable Podcast. You have not made a mistake because you have reached a place where you can hear the most entertaining sports show on the internet. You know why? Because we talk sports, we entertain, and we talk sports. We also tell jokes. And more importantly, we give you our picks of the week. So I want to give a shout out to my crew, the Jewel of Sports, D-Wheel, the Sports Superhero, and of course my main man, Slick Money. So if you need to get your sports fix on, go to hm3inc.com, click on SRT Podcast, and you can get your listen on. All shows are archived. I'm your main man, HM3, from the SRT crew. We know sports.
Hey guys, you already know who this is. The Jewel of Sports is in the building. When I get my sports fix on, I tune in to HM3Inc.com to listen to Sports Roundtable. So I suggest if you want to get your laugh on, your entertainment fix, and your sports news, go to the website and check us out. This is the Jewel of Sports representing the SRT crew on the Sports Roundtable Show.
Boy, got that thing on mute.
Yeah.
That's
hey, how much money you get for doing that commercial? That was impressive.
Check ain't came yet.
That's okay. Well, that was impressive.
Was it?
Yeah, that was pretty smooth.
You missed the memo then.
No, I didn't get it. I need
tell
to
him what
I,
tell him what he got to do, D.
You got your own commercial to do.
Oh, I can't wait. When can I get started? can I write it up the way I want to?
You say what you want to, long as it's podcast efficient. Oh,
no, you did see that scene in with Eddie Murphy and Halle Berry movie. What was the name of that movie? When they let the dude have
Boomerang.
When he had creative license.
Hey, you know what I thought you were going to go? You know what I thought you were going to go? I thought you was going to say, you did see that scene with Eddie Murphy and Harlem Nights in the boxer.
No, I'm going with that. I'm talking about just
that's pretty good,
places.
Though. Yeah.
He could not get that out. Hey. He was you. He could not get it out.
Is that Mayweather? Was that Mayweather?
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't do Floyd like that.
Hey, no, I'm not going to do Floyd like this.
So, now y'all understand.
He can't read. He can't read the first page of a Dr. Seuss book. That's pretty bad. Cat.
Hey, you can't say cat.
Hey,
man.
What the hell? You can start a car. Wow.
Hey, did y'all hear that thing on the Breakfast Club trying to read that iHeartRadio?
Yes.
Yeah. He was like, hey, your boy was like,
you talking about Floyd?
Yeah. He was like, on iHeartRadio. Let me start over.
I'm sorry, Floyd.
Now, Hara, seriously, I think if I did a commercial, It won't be quite, you know, like that, but I think.
No, it'll be like that because I'm producing it.
Okay.
Wow. Tell her what I said, Jason.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what out the rip. Let me do mine right now. Hey. We don't have to practice.
Hey.
Shit.
Freestyle.
Give me some music. I got to have some music now because that makes me, my bones kind of rattle a little bit. You know, when you get old, you start taking Geritol.
Geritol, wow.
Yeah. And I got the dope boy with me, too.
Oh, my God.
Boy, we finna get the best commercial ever.
We'll wait on that. We'll make sure you got it straight.
You know the crowd is like, we want to hear it.
Yeah, I know, but they go hear it
But
later.
No, me and Mayweather, we'll do a commercial next
month.
Absolutely.
But
and Mike Tyson.
Hey, we gonna get our ass whooped. Exactly. We talk about the wrong people.
You don't know?
They can't hit what they can't catch.
Boy, y'all love me.
Okay, I got let's stop playing.
All right, so
hey, tell them we were just joking.
We just joking. We just
Mike Tyson and Floyd.
we were
just playing.
Just comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah. You gotta understand this entertainment.
Yeah, we apologize.
Just Floyd, just, but 145.
Shit.
I give my hands on
it. I said, you ain't finna boxing.
I ain't gonna box it. Yeah. I ain't get my hands on it.
That's it. Yes, sir. he might come in with some money anyway. That might be motivation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He gonna whoop my ass.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I can't lock up with Floyd.
No.
It's five of us.
Oh well, now with y'all.
Shit.
Oh, nah, I got a 4 and a 0. That's all I need.
And we got Chad and Joe.
We got Joe.
We got
really?
Joe.
Really?
Oh, let's go, y'all. Come
for real?
We got let's Joe. Go. I go to war with Joe.
Hard, seriously, though.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing more funny than when Steve talked about Sam Mitchell. This dude name. the gay guy.
Oh. Michael Sam.
When I said
Sam. Sam Mitchell.
He said Sam Mitchell.
That's assistant coach in Minnesota.
Right. I apologize, Sam Mitchell. Sam Michaels, whatever his name is.
You see why we have to do the disclaimer first.
Hey, but you know Michael Sam.
I got it. Okay. Hold your horses.
Go ahead, Harvey.
All right, let's go ahead and start this open discussion.
Oh, that's funny.
They had an incident last night that the assistant coach put a student in the headlock.
Right. I didn't see that.
Kansas State beat Kansas and stormed the court.
Okay.
And in the midst of all that, students running on the court, touching on the players, and one of the coaches, assistant coaches, put one of the students in the headlock. Do they need to stop this court storming thing?
That'll never happen.
Never.
I can't see it not happening.
Because we remember the incident with Marcus Smart when he said, when he went up.
To the guy, right.
Went up to the white dude in the stands,
right.
Well, that was a different situation.
Yeah, that was
a different to the stands.
But it revealed. It's
but he the called the N-word, right?
But it was, it's the opportunity of right. What could happen.
I can't see them roping
because
the
court now out. He didn't put his hands on him, but boy, he was so close.
But here's my thing: with storming the court has been around for so long,
right?
School should be better prepared for it.
This is my I agree, but this is the thing:
slavery was around for a while.
There you go.
That.
I told you.
Has it changed? It's a different time. Well,
but
it has changed.
But this is my point. In a rivalry game,
it don't
you
matter.
You storm the court? Are you serious?
When the last
that
time
makes,
came
hold, that makes that makes it too storm right, the
yeah,
court.
I agree. Yeah.
Listen at this. Last year, North Carolina beat Duke. At North Carolina. North Carolina stormed the court. Does that make any sense?
If the kids want to.
I mean, really?
But you got to remember that the kids there that stormed
there.
The court, they ain't right. been there.
They don't know
they
about
don't know
but
right.
you
know, what you say
Duke
about,
and North Carolina, right. Everybody knows about their rivalry.
I understand that, but you still got neophytes. You got young people that's into
now,
that thing.
Now,
and Duke being high-level
powerhouse. Yeah.
What North Carolina is,
but
too.
They weren't last year.
They kind of fell off a few years. They fell off.
They top 25 team, but they're not a national
it's
contender
not, it's,
right.
It's,
anymore.
It's,
right.
It's like Auburn storming the court, storming the field against Alabama.
And
really?
It happened.
They do.
Last year.
That was a game-winning thing. I'm talking about a natural game.
Hey, D-Will, that's a perfect example this year. It's just like Alabama State storming the field against Alabama A&M. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they do, I would understand.
Right, right. That's because it's an emotion.
But as a coach, if one of your players get hurt, now you pissed.
I agree. I'm pissed, but that's
a part of it.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
Jay Smooth, tell me how you feel about it.
I agree with D. Will. I don't think he's going anywhere. So the best thing that they can do is to learn to control it. Because obviously, like Steve said, these kids come in every year. They have no clue of what's going on. All they're thinking is, hey, I want to storm the court.
And they drunk.
That's all I want to do. I want to storm the court.
Yeah. But you got to understand, it's a way you can storm the court. Because schools have things in play where they put up barriers where you can only come from one section.
I can't see how you can
storm
do it.
You storm the court when you don't think you can win.
Right.
But when it's a big upset.
Right. I don't know if I agree with that.
I mean, that's how it started.
It's all emotional. That's how it started, right? But now it's just common.
Just want to be stupid now.
Yeah, they just do it for any game.
I don't say it to be stupid. Me neither. I think it's evolved.
Well, you said they were drunk.
Well, I'm saying so they're stupid. Well, everybody who's drunk ain't stupid.
Well, most of them are.
Yeah.
If a coach got to push you in the headlock.
I think it's emotional and it's going to happen. And to me, you can't control it. When you got 10 or 15 people, 1,000 running at you at one time, you better move.
And all the years it's been going how many incidents has it really been?
It's been unnoticed. You
can always say, and I respect that it's a rivalry, a natural rival. But Kansas is a blue blood. And what I mean by that is you got your teams like Kentucky, the Kansas, Indiana, mm-hmm. UCLA, mm-hmm. those are big dogs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Kansas has never ascended to that level.
Kansas State.
So with them upsetting a nationally ranked program, whether it was Kansas or the Los Angeles Lakers,
right,
it was big for that school. I think it's dangerous. I think they have to come to some way to protect the team that's like Kansas. They're a national team, a team that you want to get them off the floor if you can,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you can. But what happens if it's a buzzer beater? You can't get them off the floor, I guess. But I don't know what protocol you can take besides having more security. The SEC has a rule where they fine the school.
Yeah. Hey, that's my point.
Right. But can I say this, not to cut Steve off. Any team that beat Alabama is going to storm the field.
It's going to happen.
Because of historical and what they have accomplished the last 50, 60 years.
Well,
so I'm talking about if you Tennessee, you Mississippi State, whoever, and you're on your home field, and you beat Bama, because I think, didn't that happen to Ole Miss? Ole Miss throw on the field?
Of course they did.
And that's what I'm saying. I think you should, because that's a milestone, man.
Hey, but if somebody beats Duke in college basketball,
they're going to storm. They're storming.
And I don't like it.
But I'm saying they deserve
I understand it, but what I'm saying is, when is North Carolina the same blue blood that we're talking about?
Right.
Yeah. That, to me, is ignorant.
But I'm saying, Big Hole, you're in your 40s.
That to me
those kids are in they're teenagers in their 20s.
Right, but the brand is not not teenagers.
But the brand ain't running out there on the floor.
Right. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Those are students.
The coach know. Roy Williams understand that this is not what we do here. I even saw the game against Notre Dame. When Notre Dame upset somebody, the player said, don't do it. We were supposed to win. Don't do that.
That ain't gonna work.
Don't do. But hey, and guess what? And guess what?
Because Roy don't control the fans.
But guess what? They didn't stay on the floor either.
Yeah.
And back to your Kansas State point. Kansas State just beat Kansas a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And when they had Frank Martin, they was a top ascended team.
But they have peaks and valleys. Kansas has won that Big 12 10 for a decade.
I think the last time Kansas State was good was when
Frank beat them.
That was the last time they really was contender.
But they beat them a couple more times.
You know, they had their peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
But you look at the blue bloods, like we said. Now, Carolina is a blue blood.
It is. They
but
are.
But like I said, that's not the administration. That's not the coaches that's storming the
that's
floor.
My point.
That's the students.
Yeah. He can get the mic and say what he want
to
say.
But that needs just to be addressed.
I agree.
It needs to be addressed before the game.
If you watch those situations when students storm the court, when they storm the court, the security will set a barrier between where the – because the players still have time to walk in their line and shake hands after the game – with all those players still
normally
on the court.
Normally that does happen.
So my thing, they have order. It's just hard to have order when it initially happens, when they come out of the stands. Right. That's why I think they need to get order is
I agree.
It has some kind of way where you organize. Yeah. Exactly. You organize how the students can come out of the stands.
I agree. And I think it's a part of your alumni or you spending money at that school. We should be
able
to store.
That's where they come in.
Yeah. You should be able to store on the court if I'm paying my money and going to school here.
Okay, well,
because everybody ain't on scholarship.
I understand. Well, take the risk of getting punched in the face.
That's the risk you take.
That's the risk you take.
And that's all I'm saying. That's the risk you take. Because if somebody running up on you after a heartbreaking loss and do something, I mean, just running up on you.
I agree with what you're saying, yeah.
You go get knocked out, and then now the player go get suspended, and now we got a whole different kind of problem. I don't know.
Hell,
you know,
if I'm Kansas State, I'm sending somebody out there to run at one of them so he do get punched.
Exactly. All right, let's move on. NFL football. Adrian Peterson folks went to Minnesota, talked with some of the Minnesota administrators, and it got heated in Indianapolis. And Adrian Peterson folks said he wanted to be a Cowboys anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think they keep Mary and him. I think
ain't gonna happen, Slick.
I just don't see him going there, man. I just don't.
Wow.
I truly believe both of them stays
in
Dallas.
Tampering?
In a sense, it is.
Not when it comes from the player. If Dallas was initiated,
yeah.
Dallas was involved in the conversation.
No, right.
He
no.
just said Cowboy. No.
He mentioned that.
Okay. Yeah. So it was a heated discussion. They had to separate the, both officials, Adrian Peterson folks and Minnesota executive front office, about him coming back. And then the reports later said that they'll still welcome him back. Right. But I think it's all a ploy, in my opinion, to either get more money or to say how valuable he can be and will be, because he didn't play. He only played how many? Three games?
He didn't play.
He didn't play at all.
Who, Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
He played one.
One game. Yeah.
He played so the first game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I had him on my fantasy team.
Right.
Yeah. Waste of the pick.
Yeah. But hey.
78 yards rushing or something?
75.
75.
Okay. I think Dallas keep finding a way to keep both players.
I think they go out to AD. And my point on it is I think AD wants to be there, because if he looks at his situation in Minnesota, he looks at the situation in Dallas, to him and to me, Dallas is close to a Super Bowl run.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the only thing he doesn't have. He's already Hall of Fame bound.
Right.
You know, he's already one of the top backs to ever run the football. So what else does he have to put on his mantle but a Super Bowl ring?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's already mutual admiration between he and Jerry Jones. That's already been stated.
Right.
You know, they made contact last year, which should have been, I think, some kind
tampering.
Of tampering.
Yeah.
So I think it's a plan. I think, you know, throw enough mud at the Vikings organization to where it sours.
They don't want to
sign him. Sign him back or whatever. And you give him an incentive-laden contract where he makes a certain amount, but then he have escalators that if he rushes for so many touchdowns, he gets this amount of money. If he makes All-Pro, he gets that amount of money. If they go this far in the playoffs, you do something to fit him in and make Dez happy on the other side. You know, I think, and that's where I think they go.
That's a great speech, but let's just go ahead and make it as plain and simple. Which offensive line would you rather run behind?
Cowboys.
Okay, that's simple as it can get.
No doubt about it.
I guess my question is.
I like
is,
Bridgewater too, yeah. but.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
I guess my question is, how much is he going to cost, and does he really put him over the top? That's my thing. I think you can plug anyone in back behind that offensive line and still, you know, have similar results.
And that's what you were saying about the guy that's the rookie that could get drafted, right? That's what you're saying.
I mean,
what I'm saying. But that's the same what Jay's saying.
You can
put anybody behind there, and they probably would do well.
That plug-in thing works. And to a point to what you're saying about, yeah, they'll get him to this, but what happens is that if you block that play and you say that back has to beat that one man,
mm-hmm.
my money going with AD beating that one man.
Than somebody else.
You see what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
That's the difference between the plug-in.
That's what makes him
because you can plug him in, but mm-hmm. you're plugging in one of the greatest ever.
Exactly. Yeah. You might be talking about either the band playing or the man signaling first down.
Exactly.
But to Jay's point, I think it's more of an Infinity or Jerry Jones who wants to have AP. Mm-hmm. It's like he's trying to make his dream come true.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And AP is trying to make his dream come true.
Right.
Because he grew up as a Cowboy fan.
And it works on both ends. He feels that dome when AP.
That's my point. So I think it's more of a business decision and a dream come true rather than I got one of the greatest running back ever to run behind one of the greatest lines that I've built. I think that comes secondary to what Jerry Jones really wants.
Well, Jerry likes shiny things.
And ain't no doubt about it.
He loves shiny
things. And you know with the media attention that he garnered throughout the season, that's going to sell tickets.
Yeah.
That's going to make every media outlet come to Dallas.
Yeah.
If he signs AP, everybody from every sports network would be in Dallas, Texas for 2 weeks.
And they're going to be on TV a lot.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they still,
more than they already are.
Right. And they still got to learn how to stop somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just the bottom line.
Because Rolando McClain got in trouble last week.
And their defense ain't stopping nobody.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with that cat, man.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that either. Yeah.
Like that dude.
This is another drug test, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's another one.
But do y'all understand who he was at Alabama?
Oh, yeah.
Not the player on
the field. He was a legend, man.
I mean the player off
the field. Off the field, yeah.
He was the poster child of coming from hard times, being able to get an education, being from a impoverished background, but being able to make it through all that, being able to comprehend, do college school work, have a 3-point-something GPA, be a great football player, go high in the draft, and then once you get to the NFL, just lose your mind.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't.
That cat there, he's confusing. Yeah. To retire, then come back.
Yeah. Then fail another drug test. Hmm. It's crazy. Let's talk about something local.
Sure.
Ray Scott this weekend?
No, not that local. I was a Dennis Scott fan, Mark Price, Yvonne Joseph, John Sally, Brian Oliver. We can just go on and on.
Dwayne
Ferrell, Tom Hammond.
When they would always have Rookie the rookie of the Year.
You know, Mark Price. Point Guard University. Yeah. I'm from the A, so I saw all of these things happen. And I'm still surprised Mark Price has not got an opportunity to even be associated with any kind of coaching at Georgia Tech. I'm surprised Craig Neal hasn't got an opportunity. I thought he was going to be the next hire before Brian Gregory.
Before Gregory, right.
And Noodles Neal was one of those icon kind of guys that came on to Tech and played really, really well. Georgia Tech had a 13-point lead last night and lost to Louisville by 1 point. What can we do to try to get that juice back into Georgia Tech mania? They got a new dome. They got a brand new dome. Okay. And they won't even fill up, Slick.
They just don't have the athletes, man.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Players aren't there right
now. You
got
to go back to – if you're not going to go back to what Crimmins did at first with – you know, the team when he had Joseph and your boy
Sally and Mar Price, Dan Ripple.
You go and you keep finding that New York point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he did. That's
right. And did. And plus, I think what was the African American guy that just left?
Paul Hewitt
and Crimmin was just good recruiters.
Man, Hewitt, did y'all see the names that Hewitt recruited?
I mean, they had stats.
Chris Bosh, Thaddeus Young.
And to be honest,
Stoles Thaddeus out of Memphis.
Out of Memphis, right. But see, he reminds you of the boy at Kentucky when they was really recruiting and going to the kids.
You
go in the kids' living room
unless
and convince
you
him.
Have a system like, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
A system like your boys at Duke.
Right.
Duke goes and gets McDonald All-American, but they also have fillers that learn that Duke system. And see, Krzyzewski's been there, and like I tell Harris, they just clone kind of like that Duke mentality into player after player after player. But at Tech, what we saw was always bring in a top-flight point guard, have some decent players around him, but it was that point guard show.
Exactly.
Crimmins would keep – he basically ran six players, five to six
players. Yeah, that's it.
And that was marginal to say the sixth player was a player.
And that's only foul trouble.
Exactly. You know, schools like that, I mean.
And they went to the finals in 2004 with Hewitt.
And to put it in perspective, good guard play at any level win you championships.
Especially in college.
And I think that's what really hurt most of these college guys. Look at the Louisvilles. They always have good guards. Look at Connecticut. They always had a good guards. Mm-hmm. Look at Kentucky. They always got good guards. They have a big guy that's athletic. Tech just don't have them type players no
but
more.
To your point, Slick, look at Louisville now with the loss of Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Their point guard is gone. They struggled last night to score.
And they struggled Saturday,
too. They can't put the ball in the hole. Exactly.
They struggled against Miami. Miami had a 15-point lead on them Saturday.
What I always tell you about basketball, you got to have players that can get to spots on the floor to be effective. And shooters.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to D. Will's point about putting the ball in the hole, I agree with that, too. You got to have folks that can stroke it. Yeah. Unless, you know, you play like Kentucky or back when Arkansas played, they used that 40 minutes of hell where you just wore people down.
Yeah. Right. Missouri was like that,
but you throw it to Scottie Thurman, that's wet.
Scottie Thurman was wet. They had some shooters, but they put that pressure on you where they turned you over and they scored off turnovers.
Right, and to drive a point home with this is that it's not a Thriller Dome. What I'm saying is it's some place you just can't go play people.
Right.
Tech is not one. They just don't scare people.
Right.
Yeah. So you're like, you don't want to go play Louisville at Louisville. You don't want to go play Notre Dame at Notre Dame, LSU at LSU, right. Bama and they little whole wall. Some teams you just can't play, like Auburn, them type school. But Tech, they circle Tech for homecoming.
They just come in and get all
they just going
to
get all the cookies they want.
and then that confuses me on Georgia Tech basketball.
Right.
Because for y'all to be in this hotbed of talent in the
Absolutely,
Southeast,
yes.
And for y'all to have the tradition that you have at Georgia Tech,
right.
And for you to be in the city of Atlanta downtown, that is the
number one recruiting thing to me.
But
yeah.
Look at what you're talking about. They didn't get those players.
Quick story.
They would always go
of New York. Yeah,
they would go to Washington.
Quick
New York
story.
Get players.
Quick story. Bobby Crimmins, my brother was being recruited. Bobby Crimmins came and sat in my house, right, for a home visit. Sat there. Put a letter of intent on the table. Told my brother, hey, if you sign this, we won't recruit Stephon Marbury no more. All right? We won't recruit him. We're not going to bring him in. All right? So he didn't sign. Takes an official visit. Travis Best was the point guard at Georgia Tech. Great point guard at Georgia Tech.
Who's from Boston, Massachusetts.
He's on his trip with Travis Best. They get him totally drunk. My stepmom tell me he can't even come to breakfast with Bobby Crimmins in the morning because he's so drunk. Ready to throw up on himself at the table, right? So he was like, comes home, he tells my dad, he's like, well, he tells me, and then when he tells my dad, he was like, I can't go there. It's too much going on.
Magic City.
He's like, we went to 3 strip clubs. Yeah, I said, my brother was 18 years old.
Right.
He done went to 3 strip clubs. Yeah. He done went to 4 clubs. He dead drunk. They had 2 white girls for him. Don't tell nobody. But that's my thing, okay? So he was like, I can't go there. So I'm thinking it may be something about Atlanta and the social life and then they program that's killing Georgia Tech.
But they've been getting them.
But in the last couple years.
Right.
In the last 4 or 5 years.
You just got to find somebody to go.
But you know what? To take that on an NFL professional level, it's the same theory.
It is.
I think big athletes cannot come here because it's a relationship killer. It's just too much stuff to do
you
in Atlanta.
You know why they said they can't come here, right? They can't come here because they say all these side pieces are here.
All of them.
That's what all of them live for.
This is real talking. You might help me on this, or maybe you and Steve. When Danny Manning did not come back here, Danny Manning was cold in, man.
They never should have traded Nick. I don't care nothing about
that. I agree with that. But Danny Manning was good enough, and the Hawks wanted to sign him forever, Horace.
He was good enough.
Steve,
they did. Come on, Steve, talk to me. They did.
Man, how we know sports? Let's be realistic.
Yeah,
When Danny Manning turned it down right then, that let me know don't nobody want to come here at no level pop up a baseball.
But he wouldn't have had a chance here because Nick was a legend.
But Nick was at the end, though.
He was end of his career.
But he was still averaging what at that time? And they were the number one team in the East at the time when they traded him.
But Danny Manning was still pretty good, y'all.
They would have had home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
To Slick's point, at that point in time, Danny Manning was a better player
than Nick was to me. That's just to me hard.
At that point, he was.
He won the
career.
Right, but better player, maybe one-on-one, but for what you would do for the city. The city got to welcome you.
Are we talking about the city or are we talking about basketball?
But that team in particular.
Danny Manning might not have fit that.
That was built.
Really fit
it was
built.
Right.
How can you pass on Danny Manning at the time?
I understand.
And that's what I said, yeah.
They didn't win.
Who didn't win?
Well, no.
Well, the Hawks ain't never
won. Right, but I'm just saying, but
that's my
they
point.
Was trying to sign him long term, and he didn't.
I know.
And I think had he did, we don't know what would have happened.
True that.
But see,
but they got him for that year, and we know what happened.
You look at Neek. Neek has been the face of the Hawks.
Oh, I agree.
You can go to any of these programs or whatever. Stars that wanted to stay with their teams, not counting Shaq, because Shaq wanted to get out of Orlando.
Yeah, right.
And it was time for him to leave L.A. But teams that have tradition don't trade their best.
You're not
player.
Trading away Kobe Bryant.
That was my point. I didn't want to say Kobe because
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that later on. Jay, what you got on Georgia Tech? What they need to do?
I think it's the coaching. I think you have to have that legendary coach, Coach K, Roy Williams, Bill Self, and, you know, I'm not sure what happened with Paul Hewitt, but he did get the guys in. And, I'm not sure if they have a high coaching prospect coming up, but I think that's the key.
Do you think we need to go back to a Georgia Tech route just to kind of get things steamrolled again to try to get Georgia Tech excited?
Well, I think they need to, like D. Will said, they need to recruit
in-house. Yeah, that's what's killing them.
They
lose
too
many
guys.
Yeah.
It's out of state.
Even they did get Tadrick Jackson, who was the Georgia State Player of the Year last year. And thank you.
Do you remember when Pablo Machado came here? He was supposed to be the player of the year and all that.
And Tadrick Jackson he's a 6'2 shooting guard that can't shoot.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Wow. You know what's funny, though?
What's that?
Georgia State probably is better than him.
Wow.
What's funny, Horace?
You're probably right.
I'm telling you. I don't think the Tech want to go play Georgia State at Georgia State gym.
With a coach like Shaka Smart coming here.
I was waiting for everybody to finish. I was waiting. I was brewing.
Yeah.
But when he asked Jay Smooth a question, does he need to go back to a roots? I was shaking my head. No. They need an energetic young coach.
That's
who
what
can
I agree.
Bring in recruits.
That's what I think.
That's what college basketball is
it's
about.
All about. Yeah.
It's about being personable.
I think they need a somebody like that.
A Shaka Smart.
Do we need to send this
oh, absolutely.
This link to
yeah, absolutely.
To Virginia.
Hey, but here's the thing. If you Shaka Smart, would you leave VCU for Georgia
He turned down NC
he
State.
He turned down NC State.
That's what I'm point.
I mean,
does he have a side piece?
They would I would have to see if I could get the players in academically here. You know, Georgia Tech being what they are.
Yeah.
You know, can I? Because you're going to have to have.
This is the Notre Dame of college basketball.
I can get some people in here that can spell,
Ken Anderson and Marbury can come to Tech.
They can too.
Yeah.
Oh, now Marbury, that was a different story.
Yeah.
He ain't go to school.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the thing.
And they take all of them, bottle top reading classes, underwater basketball. Exactly.
And to me, I think the pendulum swings at sports at certain school. Uh-huh. It's just not there for basketball. I think it's there for football. And they had their moments in football, but I just think the pendulum is just not there for Tech basketball.
Yeah, it's like.
And their baseball team is pretty good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk combines for
we need to coach that team, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need you.
Shit, me and Big Hole take a dive, baby.
You know what me and Steve's doing? We's coaching.
Give him the ball.
Give him the ball.
Push it, baby.
Steve said, get out the way.
Push it.
Steve said, got some Gatorade, get him out the way.
Push it.
Hey, let's talk combines. The biggest story over the weekend, we had the defensive backs, quarterbacks, receivers, defensive linemen, linebackers. All of them ran. And they say Mariota's stock going up. They saying Jameis Winston killed the interview. He was on the money with his interview.
He's an intelligent kid, though.
He turned Stanford down.
I heard he did. He's
really?
Pretty smart. Yeah, he's very intelligent.
He turned Stanford down. SRT news, baby.
But that what really hurts me when it comes to kids like that is very intelligent, then do a lot of stupid things off the field that hurts their image.
Right.
And I think had he been somewhere else, he might not have done that. But the Sunshine State make you do some stuff down there.
But to your point, I think media played a part in that.
I think the rape allegations to the side.
You know what I'm saying? Put the rape allegations to the side. But the things that he's being pounded for, they petty. I think it's sabotage to bring down Jameis Winston. That's why he couldn't come back to school this year.
Right.
You know, he had to think, I'm coming back.
And I think that hurts him if he goes to Tampa Bay.
But the rape allegation got it started. That put it on your mind like a Mickey D.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I think Tampa Bay he shouldn't go to Tampa.
I think he should because they got Lovie.
Yeah, Lovie and the offensive. The weapons he got on that, those big receivers.
Now, Mike Evans.
Yeah, now for the combines.
Vincent Jackson.
Mariota ran a 4.52.
Right.
Jameis ran a 4.97, which obviously that's.
That's a tackle speed, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But now they said he ran a 4.6 out of Publix.
That immediate.
And flip flop.
See, hard, stop, hard. See, that immediate. I'm about to drop this microphone.
There's the media.
There's the media again.
Guess we're part of it.
That is crazy. But that was pretty good. That was a good plug-in.
It's sports and entertainment.
Yes, it is.
It's all jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
And the rape allegation, how fast was he running? 3-3.
This nigga about to, he about to drop his mic.
Because I thought of what you said. What? With the crabs in his hand, he still ran a 4-6. 4-6.
No, I'm joking.
I ran a police.
No, boy, you said. But now, really, now, I'm hearing that he's an anonymous number one, basically.
Well, the trash guy said he going to number
two. It's probably why he,
second round.
It's probably why he hit the Harris. Trash.
That's probably why he's in there. Yeah.
That's not fair. Everybody has an opinion.
Well, no, he ain't saying nothing about his job. He just said that's why he's not in the football front office. He's trash.
The dude dumping the trash said he going to lay second round.
That's why you can't listen to everybody.
He might have some inside info.
He just might.
He could have been in Publix.
Yeah, he was dumping a dumpster.
Right.
I just saw Winston. He just.
He the snitch.
Boy,
first 48. He got that cigarette in a coat.
Y'all are the same. All right. Who was the job? Was you want to go around? This weekend?
You want to go around the table?
Yeah. Slade, you can go first.
Yeah, I was impressed. I have a coworker that works with me, and his nephew plays for William & Mary, and he's a wide receiver, Trey McBride, 6'2 receiver. He ran a 4.41 in the 40-yard dash. He had a 38 vertical leap, and he jumped a 10.2 in long jump. And they say he ran some pretty decent.
William & Mary is in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Somewhere
they
DC
play
or,
some. They play
some big schools, yeah. But they say he had a good year.
I think they didn't they play Old Dominion?
I'm not sure.
I think they did play Old Dominion.
They probably did, but they said he had a nice college career, and they saying that he could get drafted second, third, fourth round. But that's pretty good come out of William & Mary. And even if you go fifth or sixth round, you can make the pros fifth or sixth round.
Right. Steve, who impressed you this weekend?
The white kid from West Virginia.
Okay.
I think going into the compound, it was kind of unanimous, or the overwhelming thought was that Amari Cooper was far and away the best wide receiver on the board.
Right.
But with the showing he had, you know, the 40 time he had, the getting in and out of breaks, the way he caught the football in the drills, in the gauntlet drill I saw, showing that he caught the ball, naturally catch it. You can tell, you know, players that can catch the football. You can see other receivers, they might fight it or double catch it. But when you have hands that give and really catch the ball on the first connection with your hands, it's something special. And I what I see from him is an explosive receiver that once he gets the ball in his hands, he can go to the end zone. He can take it to the house.
Yeah.
He's that type of player. So I think his stock went up, and now there are questions on whether he's one or Amari's one, so to me, he helped himself a lot in that.
You saying that
Kevin White,
yeah, 6'3", 215, pretty good. Jay, you got somebody?
Oh yeah, I got a couple people on. You know, with the Titans having a second pick, I'm looking at defensive players. So,
Mr. Williams,
yeah.
Yeah.
USC, 6'5", 300 pounds.
Is that JJ Watt 2.0?
Oh, not sure. JJ Watt. Hey,
I'm kind of glad Jay said that, but I'm trying to think, Jay, do Memphis go to defensive player? Because, I mean, you have
Tennessee.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, there you go. I'll take that. Yeah, you're right. But do Tennessee go with defense or a big name offensive player?
We just need talent. They bad.
Yeah, they bad.
I'm just saying,
do you go with a flash? I would
go defense.
You go defense?
Yeah.
If you're trying to build something, if you're just trying to make a splash and get butts in the seats, and then you go with that flashy player. But if you're really trying to build something and start a foundation, you got to go.
But my thing, how can you build someone everybody bad? Tennessee bad.
You got to get somebody good.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Because why go get the wide receiver if he ain't got nobody to throw it to him?
Yeah.
But the quarterback there saying he going to beat out whoever they bring in.
Zach Mettenberg?
He said he would beat both of those quarterbacks right now.
He's a drunk anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who else you had, Jay?
Alvin Dupree, kid out of Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
Defensive end. Defensive outside end. Linebacker. So he, I think athletically, he had the metrics-wise, he probably looked the most impressive.
The only thing about him that I've heard is that he take plays off. He don't play 100%. But, I mean, I guess we can say that about a lot of players.
They said the same thing about Clowney last year. Yeah.
We ain't seen him play still.
Yeah.
That's injuries. Don't do him like that. Don't do him like that.
But my point is, you never know what, you know, what goes on in a person's life. Like Slick always say, Saturdays are an emotional college game. You never know what's going on in their life that makes them – do what they do or whatever the case may be. Maybe a contract motivates someone.
Yeah.
Maybe getting paid motivates someone. Who knows? So, I mean, you know, Steve always say, I just take that with a grain of salt. If he can play, he can play, and let's make a move.
Hey, Horace, can I say this? Because you said something about the emotional.
Right.
And this is the point I was trying to say to D, when Ohio State played Bama. Bama, no doubt to me, was a better team.
Right.
But I think it was the emotional thing about Ohio State that to carry the momentum on, that the college kids really strive off of. They really play off momentum and emotions.
Yeah.
And because to me, ain't no way Ohio State was better than them. But because of the time off and you don't deserve to be there, I think a lot of that had a lot to do with it. And they just played with a chip on their shoulders. And to me, Steve, that's what college NCAA basketball March Madness is about. You got to be really good to beat Kentucky. But them other schools, a good emotional team would knock them off.
Yeah.
If they hot and just hyped, they could really lose. But you got to be good to beat Kentucky and the Virginias and stuff like that.
All right, D, well, who you got?
I'm going with Byron Jones, 6'1", 199-pound out of Connecticut. Guy.
Running back?
No.
Defensive back.
Defensive back, okay.
Listen to this. The world record for the long jump, the standing long jump, was 12 feet 2 inches.
The world
record.
All across the globe.
All any sport. Track from a track athlete.
Okay.
Byron Jones jumped a 12 inches 3 feet.
So he broke the record.
Take that back. 12 feet 3 inches.
And he broke the record.
Broke the world record.
Wow.
That's getting up.
And he's in college.
And he's on his way to the NFL.
Wow.
Not only that, he has a 44.5 inch vertical. Now, I'm going to tell you what I call the combine. I call it the underwear Olympics.
Yeah.
All right? Because that's all it is.
Right.
It's a bunch of men in their underwear running around doing Olympic events.
Right.
All right? That mean absolutely nothing when it comes to football. All right? But this cat here, they had him projected as a fifth round pick. He's now projected as a third round pick.
And that's all well and fine. I appreciate what you said because I want to piggyback off of that. That combine to me is a money making machine for the NFL.
Oh yeah.
Well, hold on, for the NFL too.
Because the NFL has nothing to do with the combine. Oh. I was gonna tell you that a little later.
But the NFL Network is there.
Bingo. Yeah. It's a third party outside entity company that runs the NFL combine.
Right.
But wow.
But what I'm saying is the NFL uses that platform to promote their game.
Exactly.
And they get sponsorship and plenty
of money.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But getting back to your point on them being a meat market. I don't think Ed Reed jumped 19 feet or went all out 12 feet or whatever. But when you put them pads on, Ed Reed is one of the best.
Oh, no doubt.
You see what I'm saying?
Tape don't lie.
And see, my point on it, that's pretty and all that. I like watching people play.
Right.
Tyrann Mathieu, you can sit and say whatever, but put him on the field.
Ran a 4.6.
Exactly. Put him on the field. Difference maker.
Yeah.
Those players, that's what I'm talking about. Get players that make a difference. All that, a lot of it, now some of it will translate. You're going to have some people do certain things.
Some people going to move up.
But, man, give me football players.
Yeah. J.J. Watt didn't have a good combine either.
Give me
football. Hey, y'all know what J.J. Watt ran in the 40?
What was that?
4.9.
Wow.
J.J. Watt ran a 4.9.
But I bet you he fast coming off that edge.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You
let the quarterback drop back. I bet you he can get there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Defensive-wise, he's probably been the best player in the last couple years in the NFL.
Dominated.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Until your boy start having injuries, Patrick Willis.
Willis was a beast.
He was dominating there for a couple years.
He was strong. I'm going with quarterback out of South Alabama, Brandon Bridge.
Wow.
Throw it.
6'4", 229 pounds, ran a 4.47. But, man, he impressed. His start has
They had a winning record, too, this year.
Yeah, you remember. We used to bet.
Yeah, they were like 74.
I was supposed to say that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we make picks.
Yeah. South Alabama.
Juice boxes.
Exactly. Yeah. The game against West Kentucky.
Yes.
Woo!
I remember
79-76.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, keep your mind on Brandon Bridge.
But he's one of those spread offense quarterbacks coming into the pro game.
He can sling it, though.
Yeah, he has
a heck of an arm.
And he'll go in the 7th round or 8th?
Yeah, he might not.
I don't know. He might go 4th round, 5th round.
Oh, yeah?
They're saying his stock is gone up tremendously.
The little running back from Memphis, were he a senior?
No, yeah, that's Jay Smooth right there.
He was pretty good, though. We need to Google that.
What about the boy out of Arkansas, the Robinson kid? Mississippi State, I'm sorry.
Oh, Josh Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, he's a junior, isn't he?
No, he's out.
He's coming out.
Oh, okay.
Did he go to combine? I didn't see him.
I didn't see him either.
I thought he was a junior.
Yeah. Nah, he's coming out.
No, he was a senior.
He'll be a good
But, you know, they got him projected as a 6th-round pick.
Yeah, that's going to be a
sixth-round pick.
Yeah, right in the right squad, he'll be nice. Wow.
Exactly.
Hey, but before we get off the combine, and I'm just doing this because I'm a Bama man, and I got a beat on Georgia.
Okay.
Why does Georgia always put out these great, tremendous athletes, and you never, ever, ever see them in school? Chris Conley.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a Mark Rick bashing 1 week?
I told you.
Yes, we did.
This cat, Chris Conley.
Go ahead, give him the number. Yep.
He was at Georgia for how many years?
Four years.
He had a total of how many touchdowns last year?
One.
Okay. He had 400 yards receiving, 4.35 in the 40, 45-inch vertical.
Yeah.
Wow. This kid is a beast of an athlete.
But we see it every year. One of them, the Marcus Brown at Baltimore.
Marlon
Brown, Baltimore. You never heard of him doing anything at
Georgia? Nope.
Yeah.
But he turned it up there. I don't even remember Houston being the beast that he became in the pros.
Justin Houston.
But you know what's going to happen for Chris Conley. He's going to get into the NFL. He's going to turn into an All-Pro.
But guess the type of team that he can go to where they probably not drafted all they fast read. But Pittsburgh, them the type receivers that they go get.
Yep. Yeah.
He'll be a late round pickup.
Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
They go get them receivers, man.
Tony O'Brown's a beast, man.
Yeah.
And Chris Conley is what, about 6'2"?
Yeah, 6'2". And can fly.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Yeah, so it can fly.
And he was there with Aaron Murray.
Yeah.
So it's no excuses.
Yeah. Right. Well, it was an excuse this year, because they wouldn't even let Buddy throw the ball. So.
Yeah, can you blame him?
Yeah, I know. Rumor has it that the Falcons may be in the hunt for Justin Forsett, Byron Maxwell, and Julius Thomas. Out of those three, who should they grab?
Scratch Julius Thomas. He costs too much.
Yeah.
I think Forsett.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
I like
you said Byron Maxwell.
He already got a smaller running back to me at the Falcons. I wouldn't want Forsett. I would rather have a thumper that tandem in Cincinnati. I want something like that where you got the Jeremy Hill and then you got
Giovanni
Bernard. Mm-hmm. And you already got that quick scat kind of back with the boy from Florida State. You need a thumper.
So you would take Byron Maxwell out of them three?
Yeah, because it's going, yeah.
Yeah.
So now, this is the deal. They say if they take Maxwell, which obviously Dan Quinn is a former coach in Seattle, played on his defense, LOB, they'll move Alford to the nickel.
That strengthens your nickel.
It's just too expensive, man. It's just too expensive. You got two young corners. You got two young corners. And – I think you good at corner.
But
you strengthen your nigga. You got so many
people. For that price is my point.
But you got so many people that run three wides a lot. So you got those slot receivers. You got to have somebody that can cover that slot.
But that you can find somebody.
Well, Maxwell's going to you're going to put him outside, and you're going to move Alford in there on the nickel, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still I just
but
still,
you
I
know Dan Quinn is a defensive guy. It doesn't necessarily matter. 70% of the Falcons' salary is on the offensive side.
Exactly.
So. Right. At some point, you're going to have to do something on the defensive side.
But my thing is, you're locked up with that 70%. It's not coming off the books anytime soon.
Well, they're going to cut Steven Jackson.
Yep.
They're going to cut some folks.
They're going
to
be
up. And they're going to get up to about $27 million in cap space.
Right there.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, the best thing that can happen for our Falcons is Marcus Mariota go early.
To
either the Jets at 6 or number 2 to the Titans. That's our best scenario, because if he goes 2 to the Titans or 6 to the Jets, that's going to drop Fowler Jr. from Florida right into the Falcons' lap at 8, and that's who they need. They need him over Vic Beasley.
I agree.
Beasley turns some heads. So.
The cat, yeah. but,
he
but listen,
turns
the
but
cat from USC is not going to be there at 8.
Nah, he's gone.
Randy Gregory won't be there
if
from Nebraska.
If Dante Fowler, he is smallish. For them
he's
to be put so much on him, he's kind of smallish. But Dante Fowler Jr. is that edge rusher that the Falcons need.
He is the only true edge rusher in that group.
Everybody else is linebacker.
Is a linebacker pass rusher.
Pass rusher.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but a true DN.
Edge, that's what they – and what do the Falcons need?
Him.
They need somebody to get pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah. And there he is.
And I know I've seen Vic Beasley turn some games around. And be a dominant force off that edge.
But what defense
but
do we
gonna
run?
You're going to need something.
So 3?
Exactly.
You're going to need a push up the middle somewhere yeah. along the line.
Exactly. And with us running the 4-3 defense, and for my running the 4-3, go back to your football 101 for all the listeners.
There you go.
Running the 4-3 defense, that is made for the linebackers to cover outside. Because you have 4 defensive linemen. You have 2 interior linemen to clog the middle.
Right.
When you're running a 3-4 defense, you expect for them to pull up blocks and your linebackers come up and fill that middle. In a 4-3, you're covering the outside. So my thing is, do we really need Vic Beasley, even though he'll be a great addition, but for the defense that we run, I think he's more of a 3-4 player than a 4-3
Who
player.
Who fits the better scheme? Who fits the scheme?
That's my
better.
Point. I think Dante Fowler Jr. fits the scheme.
But if you look
better.
At Seattle, you look at Bruce Irvin coming off the edge for them. He ain't no big player, and he played with for the defense yeah. Quinn.
But they are comparing Averill and Dante Fowler together.
Yeah,
but
I'm talking about edge rush. I was talking about Irvin being what Big Beasley does.
Right.
What I'm saying is, but the key for Seattle was his numbers. They had so many. Numbers that they could put on,
but they
the
had that Bobby Wagner in the middle.
You
can probably afford to do that when you got
and you got depth.
But then I'm hearing New Orleans might have to cut Curtis Lofton.
He ain't coming back here though.
Yeah, I was gonna say he.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Wow,
Drew Brees is $26 million dead weight on their salary cap. Can y'all believe that?
He'll do just what Brady does. They're gonna restructure.
It's a lot of money.
They're gonna restructure.
I can't believe they gave him all that money.
Man,
I don't understand football teams.
You win the Super Bowl, man. You got to do it.
But I don't understand football franchises putting themselves in these positions. Well, I guess I do, because no contract is guaranteed. So at any point, they can cut that dead weight.
Yeah.
So you can throw it out there. So I guess I do understand.
All right, let's move into basketball for a second. Y'all favorite subject. Pre-show meme was hot.
Woo.
Microwave hot. Like y'all left some aluminum foil in the microwave, so it was popping in here.
It's like bubble gum. It was blowing up.
OKC made the trade. The trade deadline happened last Thursday. The most moves in the NBA since a long time.
Yeah.
And Brandon Knight going to
Phoenix.
Brandon Jennings. Where did he end up?
Where did he end up?
Oh, Jennings still
he's
there.
Hurt. He's hurt. Yeah,
yeah, but they still trading him, though.
No, he's still
there.
He
stayed
in Detroit, didn't he?
Yeah,
he's still there.
No, Isaiah Thomas ended up in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he was talking about Detroit, though.
Yeah.
So,
they moved.
They got Reggie.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, OKC. And then they Mike Carter Williams moved from
to Milwaukee. To Milwaukee, yeah.
And he still ain't playing. But OKC gets Kyle Singler, DJ Augustine, and who did they get?
Enes Kanter.
Yeah, from Utah.
There you go. So, with that being said, and I just want to focus on them because we only got a certain amount of time. To me, they made the best moves. the moves that improve the most, that will improve your team the most. So my question is, did they do enough to possibly overtake anybody in the West and win the West this year?
Can I go
first? Steve, you can go first.
Yes, they did, because you had teams like Phoenix that's definitely moved out of playoff contention when they got rid of what they did. I don't know what they were doing, but you got rid of
Miles Plumlee.
Yes. I don't understand getting rid of Isaiah Thomas.
I didn't understand it. You got him in there.
And go,
we knew he had to go. We knew Dragic was gone.
Right.
But getting rid of Thomas.
So they moved down. To me, San Antonio is leaking oil. I've watched them. Mm-hmm. And I know we put nails in their coffin all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you look at them this year, it's something about Tony Parker that's not right.
Yeah, they had an article the other day saying that.
Ginobili is not right. So I think with that dynamic, with OKC making the moves that they made, they've strengthened everything. They're moving up. They won again tonight. And the key was is if KD can get back healthy. And right now they learn to play without him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I think they're capable of being beaten into the top three or four seeds in a seven-game series. They're capable. But I truly believe Memphis is going to pound the ball down low. This is just my opinion.
Right.
Regardless of you saying that's my team or not, I watched them play. I think the trades have definitely helped the cause for OKC. They could beat Golden State or Memphis. They could.
So right now they 8 seed, right?
Right.
Yeah.
How far can they move up with 28
games left?
They could get as far as 5 or 6.
They can get to 5, 6, and maybe 4. Yeah. They could.
I don't know if they can get to 4.
I think they can get to 5.
Yeah, they can get to 5.
Yeah.
But 5 is a 4, though.
5 and 4 plays each other.
They're going to play each other anyway, so I'm saying that's the same spot.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Look at Ibaka's numbers now. Mm-hmm. Because you put a center in there in Cantor who can score and also defend. Now Ibaka does what we knew him for when he first came. All side blocking shots. Mm-hmm. Every time somebody big turn, they got to look for him now.
He's a great help defender.
Right. And what hurts Memphis is the athleticism. See, he's able to come over. Now he's going to change shots.
Oh, he's going to bring Zach Randolph away from the goal.
And he's going to change Zach's shots and whatever.
Don't he plays above
the rim. Yep. See, that's the thing. Now he doesn't have to be a center, but he can be that help defender and come over and just, you know, where is he coming from? Mm-hmm. You know, like a lot like Jordan does, you know.
Yep. The same dream that
because,
the Hawks had.
Like you say.
Get a big man to let Al play the four.
Because he is not. Ibaka is not a true center. He can't guard the post.
Exactly.
Right. If you throw it to Marc Gasol or Zach Randolph against him in the post 1-on-1,
he's
dead.
That's right.
But if you got him as a help defender on the backside coming over, he is a beast.
Yeah. He's a beast.
And now with Enes Kanter being that big body, and then you can also bring in Nick Collison, he never has to play the center.
Right.
So whatever rotation you bring in, he can always play his natural position.
Exactly.
But the biggest trade for them was getting DJ Augustine.
Oh, yeah.
It helps a lot, too.
Because with Reggie Jackson being their backup point guard, he's Russell Westbrook 2.0.
Exactly.
So with him coming in, he's still
1.5.
He was kind of feeling himself
Very
when
much
both
so.
Of them was out.
Because he was averaging 20.
And he was like, if I can do this in the league, I need
to be started in the playoffs. Remember, we was
and
up
he
at
going
the thing
off
watching.
Now, he went off
he's
tonight.
Playing well. Yeah. So. But my thing is, for the dynamic of their team, DJ Augustine is going to be a better player for them because now you can move Russell Westbrook to the two and you can play them together.
And he's not going to ball dominate.
Exactly. You can't play Reggie Jackson and Russell Westbrook together because there ain't enough balls on the court.
Exactly.
With KD. And now you got Ibaka shooting threes.
Right. And you know what else?
Not enough balls.
The other kid from Georgia Tech spreads the court now.
Anthony Morrow.
Yeah. But now you add Kyle Singler.
Yeah.
So now you got Anthony Morrow. And he
can slash.
And he's big. He's 6'9", 6'10". Right. He can guard.
When the last time you seen them two get along like that?
It's been a while. Yes, it has.
Good God Almighty. Did y'all see that exchange?
That's an omen. Yeah. That's an omen.
Exactly. That was like.
Y'all better take a picture because it ain't going to happen too often.
Right. But they both said some good stuff.
Right.
And I think they makes them the dangerous team to play in the first or second round. But I truly believe, I'm sticking with my guns, I think Memphis is a tough out in a 7-game series, home court grinding. And that's what they're going to lure OKC State, Golden State, and them into playing their style of basketball.
I'll tell you, Mike Conley better get healthy and stay healthy.
Jay Smooth, what
he
you
been
got,
nicked up this year.
What you got to say about OKC? Have they? What did the trade do for you in your mind?
For me personally, I think it was a bigger picture trade. You know, Kevin Durant comes off the books after next season. So I think it's for them. I think it's either now or never. If they don't win it in the next 2 years, I mean, I can't say he's going to leave, but you know, I don't expect that same team to be there.
They're preparing.
Yeah.
If they don't win, why would he stay?
Yeah, absolutely. So I just think it was, I wanted to frame it up in that way because I think it was a more of a big picture move.
Big picture move.
And me personally, if he's not healthy, I think they might as well just sit him out until he's healthy. Because they're obviously making the playoffs now because Phoenix is done. Yeah. And
Anthony Davis is out.
So. I think Russell can carry them into the playoffs. So they just need to sit him down and get him healthy.
Yeah.
Because it's now or never for them.
The
window's closed.
As a Memphis fan, do they scare you with the trades that they made if y'all had to meet?
I mean, obviously they are because you know you have probably two of the top seven, top five best players in the NBA.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that the few seasons ago when we did play them in the playoffs and Russ was hurt, it was pretty easy. But last year it was tough. I mean, we missed Zach that last game, but I think we could. Okay. You know, I still.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great television.
Yeah. We have to watch it over here too.
Talk shit to Slick.
Change whole time from the penthouse to the grindhouse.
Absolutely.
We're gonna put some of that foam up on the walls like they do in the studio.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to wear a Grizzly jersey to come in here.
I wear a Bama hat.
Oh wow.
Now I got a shirt to fit you.
All right, man. I got to get into the news and notes so we can move on and get these picks out the way. So I got some news and notes that, boy, y'all have been waiting on. What did I say I was going to play for myself?
Chad said, hurry up.
That's what he said.
And he said, you passed your hour.
Hey, this is the news and notes, SRT style. If you haven't heard, rumor has it that there is a secret tape on Dez Bryant that is 5 times worse than Ray Rice.
Wow.
Due to come out very, very soon.
With a female?
Through who? TMZ?
I don't know.
Or his mama?
I don't know.
He beating a woman?
I don't. They just say it as a tape.
Is it through TMZ?
I have no idea.
If it's TMZ, it's legit.
Oh, TMZ got it. If it's coming out.
Now, it's confirmed that it is a tape.
What they say?
Now, back in the day, we there was reports that he had him and his mother went through some disputes.
Oh, he didn't slap his mama, did he?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just reporting what
she was going to press charges.
It's a tape that's coming out, so we have to wait and see. But we just want to put your ears to the street.
Hey, this is the Jewel of Sports is not in the building, but we are giving you the rumors.
Exactly. Absolutely.
How she say her name?
The Jewel of Sports is in the building.
All right. Also, rumor has it.
Well, okay, big hoe.
This is not a rumor. This is confirmed. Mike Flores, NFL Pro Sports, said the Falcons will severely be punished by the noise gate deal. Pumping noise into the dome. I have no idea.
Might be a second round pick.
Hey, the only way it's severe if it's a draft pick.
Yeah.
If they take a draft, I don't care what round.
Taking a draft pick, I don't care.
I don't care if it's fifth round, sixth round. If the as bad as the Atlanta Falcons need draft picks,
right.
If they lose one of them, that's going to be detrimental.
Now, is pumping noise into the dome worse than deflating football?
Hell no.
That's one of the dumbest things I've heard.
Yeah, exactly. New York Giants reportedly will tag JPP.
Yeah. Damn, let him go. I want him to come here.
And that's franchise tag, ladies and gentlemen. For y'all don't know, they would pay him a 1-year salary of the top five positions, of the top five players at his position.
Right.
So that's franchise tagging, just to
That's that football 101.
Wow.
Man, football got the game messed
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Now, this is something that this was a teaser I gave y'all before we went to break. KG went back to Minnesota.
Yep.
Rumor has it that him and Flip Saunders will team up to buy the Timberwolves.
Hmm.
That's one reason he went back.
He would get some more people on the team.
Yeah. Hey, that dude crazy, though. KG?
Yeah.
Did y'all hear what he did when he got back to Minnesota?
Threw the phones in the toilet. Yeah, he crazy.
He told me.
Threw all the players. He threw every player's phone, because they were in there on their phones in the locker room, sitting in the lockers on their phone. He took everybody's cell phones and put them in the toilet.
Wow.
Crazy.
He would have got a beat down.
Who going to whoop him?
I would have tried.
There you Zach go. LaVine?
Whoever.
You're a millionaire. You better go get another phone.
There it is. Kobe nixed the trade to Detroit back in 2007.
Yep.
As he said in the Grantland interview. So, just in case y'all was wondering, he nixed the trade in 2007.
He said, I gave him.
Decided to stay in L.A. So,
I would have too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told him where he wanted to go, though. And he
Chicago.
Said, he's like, Chicago. You ain't sending me Chicago. I ain't going nowhere.
The only reason he didn't go, they didn't want to release Luol Deng. Luol Deng was the, that was it.
But you know, Kobe tried to get Luol in the Lakers.
Yeah.
He wanted them to trade Shaq
yeah.
for Luol Deng.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
You will now be seeing Aaron Andrews and Michael Sam's. All in the same show as Michael Sam's has signed to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow. We just finna see if he is even lighter in his loafers.
What'd you say, Steve? You got anything to say? Slate?
Nothing at all.
It's gonna be watched. A lot of people gonna watch it.
The ratings just went up, huh?
Absolutely.
At least the mother uniform.
Yeah.
That boy would just, he just wouldn't have kissed that boy with hey, that cake in his mouth.
Your boy gonna come out there in a damn leotard.
Oh, I'm telling you, that messed up his football career, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have been gay, but you can't kiss
you
him
can't
in the mouth.
Kiss
exactly.
Cake falling
can't
all out
do
your
it.
Mouth. It's too much, man.
Marshawn Lynch might have just, I don't know. His marketing dude is off the chain. He is now filed for the trademark. I'm just here, so I won't get fined.
You hear that, Chad? Can't mess with people, copyrights and stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Kill him.
Will be a trade. So this is the fourth trademark, because he did trademark I'm about that action boss. Mm-hmm. Last year.
Yeah, that was last year, last Super Bowl.
And he also trademarked his
Beast Mode
apparel. So, and it was confirmed he made $3 million for the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl.
That's it?
Yeah. Wow. Well, just apparel. He could have made some more, but. All right, Hancock, this is the news you've been waiting on.
Let me hear it.
Rumor has it that Jerry Jones is looking at Todd Gurley.
That's who they need.
For a future. Big picture, Jay.
Yeah.
Big picture.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Gurley will play next year.
Exactly.
Oh, that won't
but
happen.
But they say they will draft him. Because if whatever's going on with Dez Bryant, you done pissed off DeMarco Murray. If you flop on AP, now you got something for the next year.
But where do you take him in the draft, though?
Fourth round.
He
won't
I'm
last
sure.
that long.
Yeah.
But Dallas is all over Todd Gurley right now.
He's not going to last fourth round.
All over him.
He won't play this year.
No, he won't play.
He won't play, but he ain't going to last no fourth round.
All right. I don't see.
He might go second or third. I may just be surprised.
I
think he's going to go second or third.
Dallas may drop him first.
He can't even run yet, y'all.
I know. But
like, he won't even have a – he's not even going to be able to participate in his pro day.
Yeah, they're just going to check him out, I think, because he wouldn't let the doctors check him out at the combine.
Wow, that was pretty good, though.
And last but not least – the Braves added a new name to their roster.
Melvin.
But didn't add a player. You can no longer go to the Brave game and say, man, I'm so glad, boy, we need to trade B.J. Upton. Well, that no longer exists because he is going by his government name, Melvin Emmanuel Upton, Jr.
Where the hell B.J. come from?
Boss Man Jr.
His daddy was Boss Man.
Yeah.
And he became Boss
Man.
Get
the hell out of him.
Wow.
Hey, look.
Why he can't swing a bat?
Look, man, he made $74 million.
Oh, yeah, he balling.
Don't cheat him out. $75 million. Don't cheat him out of me.
Call me Boss Man, Melvin. But don't matter.
E-Man, don't matter.
Can we get Justin back?
Nah, he's gone.
Hey, speaking of Melvins, and we talked about this last week. Didn't Melvin Gordon disappoint y'all at the combine? 4.58. Remember how fast we thought he was going to run?
But he got football speed, though, dog. Seriously. Yeah.
Football speed, I don't know if it translates to the NFL that well at running back.
Hmm.
I don't know, man.
For his style of running, I think he just killed himself. 4.58? Listen, it's a defensive lineman that ran a 4.57.
You think he may have been holding it down a little bit just to get picked at somewhere he wanted to go?
Hey, he might just be waiting on his pro day.
Yeah.
I've seen him run, man, and people don't make up a lot of ground on him. They said at the combine, they did say one cap from LSU ran him down or something like that in a game, one cornerback.
Oh, yeah, Collins, the cornerback. But they showed the play. He had a great angle.
See, and that's more times than not, when that cat broke open into the secondary.
Yeah, he was gone.
Yeah, the band was playing.
But, hey.
And I just don't know, man. I think I see a lot of the kid in Kansas City. That's who I see.
See, but that kid in Kansas City, Jamal Charles ran a 4.2.
Yeah.
That's three whole seconds.
And you're right. But to me, when you put the pads on and your speed doesn't decrease, that's what I mean by football.
I feel you, yeah.
So I think he doesn't look slower when he puts his pads on.
He doesn't look slow.
So I just think,
with us at the Underwear Olympics, he disappointed.
He said the Underwear Olympics. All right, but that's a wrap on your SRT News and Notes.
Good job, HM3.
Hey, that's a good fill-in right there.
Yeah, that did pretty good. Tiff's in trouble.
Yeah.
No, she ain't in trouble.
She ain't in trouble, but he did a good job.
Tiff's not in trouble?
Hell no.
You did good, though.
So you don't want to do that no more, huh?
Not really.
Okay, Tiff, your job is safe.
Not really. All right, let's go ahead and get these top 5 point guards. Look like we got about 8 minutes left. Shooting guards. I'm sorry. Do y'all want me to start off?
Yeah, just run through them.
Let's go ahead and start. Let's get a little music with that, too.
Yeah, it'll take it fast.
Yeah, get a little music with that, too.
Is there a problem?
We still record?
He can cut it off.
Oh, damn.
He ain't helping us. I can see if we got a deal.
He ain't posting it.
Yes.
You know, ain't no film in the camera. He telling y'all that, man.
He making us hurry up like he helping us. Really? We helping you.
We just practicing.
Hey, they're my producer right here.
Yeah, we helping him.
You just filming.
I don't never see the slate thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what a little black and white thing with the numbers.
Action.
Yeah, take one.
Boy, I tell you.
This is the dude that said some lady is his girlfriend that belonged to somebody else.
He showed us pictures of her.
All right, let's go with the top five. We ranking our top five shooting guards in the NBA as of today. Your top five shooting guards as of today.
Go from 5 to 1, y'all. 5 to 1.
All right, number 5, I got DeRozan. I got, let me just go. Brandon Beal is an honorable mention. Right. Then I got DeRozan. Jimmy Butler at 4. Wes Matthews at 3. Klay Thompson and James Harden.
All right. I'm going 5. I'm going Jimmy Butler, 4. Wes Matthews, 3. DeRozan, 2. Klay Thomas. Thompson and, of course, Harden, number 1.
Good for me?
Yeah.
I agree with HM3 on Bradley Beal. He's a close 5.
Yeah.
But I got DeRozan at my 5.
Yeah.
I got Wes Matthews Jr. at 4. I got Jimmy Butler at 3. I got, and mama called him Klay, so I'm going to call him Klay.
And not Cassius Klay.
I got Klay at 2, and I got Old Man Game.
There you go.
James Harden at number 1 right now.
All right, the nephew.
right. I guess the honorable mention. I put Wes Matthews.
Okay.
There. Jamal Crawford ranks number five for me.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler, number four. I like DeMar DeRozan at three. Klay Thompson, number two. And the guy that embarrassed Ricky Rubio last night.
Oh, man.
At number one. The beard, Mr. Harden.
There you go. Weezer! Word. Well, I think we in the cahoots. I got Bradley Beal as my honorable mention because I think I ain't going to give him honor. He's a 5B. Because he's so close.
He is so close.
And I think if they didn't have John Wall in Washington, he would be that dude.
If he had, even though John Wall is a pass first point guard, he is still so dynamic and fast. He takes a lot of his shine. Okay,
I agree. He's on up and coming.
Yeah,
and he hadn't been healthy this year, too.
And that's the other thing. Yeah, he can't stay healthy this year. So at number five, I'm going Wes Matthews, and that was hard to put him at five because he's having a hell of a year.
You got
Wes Matthews at five. DeMar DeRozan at four because I just think he's a superstar in the making. Jimmy Butler, just for the year he's having this year, he's a breakout.
Comeback player of the year, easy.
He's going to win an award, so you got to put him up there. And then the top two, man, that's easy. That's Klay Thompson and James Harden.
Exactly. Joe, you agree? There you go. Okay.
Cool. Got to get Joe to sign off on it.
Yeah, got to. But.
Damn, you ain't going to ask Chad?
No.
Chad.
Just keep the chat.
Stephon Marbury is
Chad
too
will be
gone.
Coming on the cricket section next week when we go over the cricket player.
Oh, okay, okay.
sound like y'all put Chad on the bus.
Hey, nah,
he need to go on the bus.
We tried to put him on the bus.
The door went open. We got to put off.
Hey, but before we leave, we got these fire burning questions. I got to ask these. And I think this is going to be fun. So we got to have a little fun with it. So, and I want Chad and Joe to, answer these as we go.
Hey, the cameraman, get to join in.
Just Joe.
Turn the camera on yourself.
Just Joe.
All right, fire burning questions. Who want to go first?
Slick.
Okay, come on.
You ready?
Yeah.
We got to let that breathe a little bit. Smooth, ain't it?
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, fire burning questions. Here we go. Empire or Scandal?
Empire.
Is Nicki Minaj the best female rapper?
Yes.
If you get snowed in tomorrow, what movie would you go out to get to watch because you're snowed in?
My all-time favorite.
What movie you would get if you snowed in tomorrow?
Rambo.
You gonna watch Rambo in the snow?
You talking about Inside or Out?
Inside.
Yeah, I watch Rambo. I like Rambo.
You said Rambo or Rambro?
Rambo.
Okay.
If you can move to any city, what city would it be?
Atlanta.
Hey.
No, I'm just teasing. If I could move to any city, probably
Atlanta.
I'm in Atlanta. I would have to say Miami.
Miami. Last question. I will quit my job to do what?
Drug dealer. No, sir, I'm teasing. I will quit my job to do this.
Okay. Full time.
Full time.
Every day.
Every day.
My man.
Absolutely.
All right, Han. You ready?
Let's do it.
Empire or Scandal?
Right now, it got to be Empire, man.
Okay. Is Nicki Minaj the best female rapper right now?
Yeah, right now.
What movie would you watch or go get to watch if you get snowed in tomorrow?
Whew. Man. I want to say Training Day, I guess, but I might watch the Godfather trilogy.
Just get the whole thing. Yeah, the trailer, yeah.
Then where I stop at two, because three was bull.
Okay. What city would you move to if you would move?
Las Vegas.
Woo, it's hot out there.
Yeah, but it's got sports books.
There you go. There it is. I will quit my job to do what?
Coach or this show?
Every day.
Every day.
My man. Jay Smooth. Empire Scandal, baby.
Cookie Lyon. Love that Taraji.
Love her, boy.
Is Nicki Minaj the best female rapper?
Of all time or right now?
Either one. Right now or all time?
Right now, yes. All time, no.
Who would you say all time?
Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Ooh.
The movie you will watch if you got snowed in tomorrow?
Picked up Get On Up.
You already picked it up, huh?
Yeah. About a week ago. Still in the packaging, so got to open it up.
All right. What city would you move to if you would move?
I talked to Kobe. He told me to come on out. So, yeah, going to LA.
And I quit my job to do what?
Travel. I want to go to every NBA arena, every NFL stadium, every major league baseball stadium.
You trying to get your bucket list done.
Yeah.
I D Will. Empire or Scandal?
Neither.
Wow, you gotta pick one.
I don't watch neither one.
Neither one.
Nope.
Is Nicki Minaj the best female rapper?
All time, hell no.
Okay.
Right now,
who else out there?
Tink. Be on the lookout.
Yeah, Tink.
That's a Tink artist, right?
She's nasty.
Yeah, she is.
Well, give me an answer then. How about that?
Yes. She of right now,
right
yes.
Right now, okay. What movie would you watch if you get snowed in tomorrow?
Coming to America and Have Bait.
Wow. You know, I thought you were gonna say the Alabama championship DVD.
I got that.
We know you got it.
I got the whole
Bell. I thought he go.
But nah,
Bell Bryant.
Hey, it's Coming to America.
Deuce, these are Bell Bryant.
I'm watching Bell Bryant.
Coming to America and Half Baked.
All right, what city would you move to? You had to move.
Shit, LA.
Easy.
Easy. It's not even a question.
I would quit my job to do what?
Smoke weed all day.
Did y'all answer those questions? Did y'all answer those? Just making sure you answer them in your head. What was your movie?
I'm not big on
the
movies. Those
first two.
I
like Shawshank
Redemption. Okay.
Great
movie.
Creepers. I like
Few Good
Men,
Poseidon
Adventure, original version.
Okay, look at it.
Great movie.
Empire. You don't watch those? Is Nicki Minaj the best female rapper?
I've
never
heard rap
before. Nope.
Wow.
Wow.
What city would you move to? Texas,
Florida. Or Florida?
Miami or Dallas.
Don't okay. And you'll quit your job to do what? Filming our show?
Debbie Does Dallas.
Chad, I'm afraid to ask you.
Oh, hell.
Uh-oh.
All right, Empire or Scandal?
Neither.
Nicki Minaj the best female rapper?
65 million soul, hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The movie you go watch if you get snowed in tomorrow.
Django.
Good Django.
Django.
That's a classic, though.
Tell Miss Laura about it.
Why you lying to me?
Well, get off
that
Ned.
What that nigga doing on that thing?
Get off that Ned.
Oh, my God. What city would you move to if you had to move?
NA,
you gonna stay here. You gonna go to the airport and come back. Okay.
You're gonna take the bottle.
All right, you'll quit your job to do what?
Have sex with Beyonce.
Oh! Chad just got off the bus.
Oh my God.
He got out the bus to get on another bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, hey, because, hey, that's a hell of an answer right there. Yeah, I quit mine too, baby.
Was that Beyonce on that picture?
Don't let Jay-Z hear
Hey,
that.
I was like, Jay-Z listening.
Exactly.
Jay-Z shut you down.
Hey, man, that was...
At least he didn't say Jay-Z.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's smart.
It's on you now, man. That's what you got.
I got Empire, Yes for Nikki. The movie that I was watched will be a Columbo collection from Netflix. Okay. I ain't watching, catching no movie. The City... Between Charlotte and Houston.
I like Charlotte. Charlotte's a good town, yeah.
Why it's Charlotte?
Closer to Duke.
Charlotte's a good town, though.
Damn significance. Moving to Charlotte.
It's a baby Atlanta.
But hold on, I can't move to Charlotte, be closer to my favorite team, like you close to your favorite team?
Yeah. I thought it was something else though. It didn't resonate. I'm stupid. I don't know what I was thinking.
And I quit my job, obviously, to do this every single day.
Absolutely.
7 days a week.
But y'all would allow me to smoke weed all day if we did this every day, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm good.
I mean, I ain't
y'all allow me to smoke weed now.
That's my name.
I wouldn't change if we got paid.
No, we do this all day.
Let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, all kind of shows going on.
334.
334.
What?
Four we have some fun
tonight. 702?
It's one.
That's Vegas.
That's Vegas.
Yeah, so Vegas 702.
Well, that's what mine would be.
Oh, boy. Fire burner question. Boy, I like that. That was all right.
Yeah, that's hot, good. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably try to do that every week, man, just to try to spice some things up, man, to get everybody kind of interested. Want to give a shout out again, my main man, Roosevelt Flanagan.
What's
he
up,
made
Flanagan?
It safe,
Rose,
to Mississippi and Alabama, so he good.
What's up, Flanagan?
Shout out to JJ Flanagan. He sent me a text. He was like, boy, y'all doing y'all thing. I talked to Don this week.
What's up, Don?
He said he almost ran off the road driving, listening to us. He almost hit 4 cars, 5 cars.
Boy, stop.
He said, man, it was glad to have a superhero back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And we happy to have him back. And shout out to my main man, Joe and Chad.
What up, Chad?
And a special shout out to my homegirl, Tiffany.
What's up,
Tiffany? Miss Tiffany Boyd. I love you, the jewel of sports. We're thinking about you, baby, over here. We're doing our thing. And, you know how we do it. Can't wait till you get back, so be safe. It's on you, Slick.
I want to get a shout-out to Nephew stepping in. Shout-out to the superhero for being here. My favorite man, 334, Bama.
Yep.
HM3 birthday just went by.
Uh-huh.
Got a lot of likes on that. I surprised him. All my 5,000 fans said they love HM3.
I want to
thank Chad and Joe Neal, and especially the jewel of sport is leaving the building.
Boy, y'all the same. All right, Hancock, what you
shout
got?
Shout out, crew, man. Another wonderful show. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the pre-show.
Yeah.
Enjoyed Chad and what he do.
Yeah, he do what he do.
Chad do what he do.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And Jewel, we think about you.
Yeah, love you, Jewel.
Miss you. Have safe travels back.
Yes.
All our thoughts and prayers to you and your family.
There you go. All right, Jay.
Shout out to, obviously, Tiff.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was hurt when I walked in and didn't see her.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, you called me earlier today and asked me to fill in, and I knew somebody was missing.
Wasn't expecting that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hope everything's well with Tiff in Detroit. Shout out to the Bama legend.
Yes, sir.
HM3.
Absolutely.
What's up, folks?
Hancock, Uncle Steve.
Yes, sir.
My three unks.
Yeah.
Chad and Joe. And shout out to Courtney Lee. He hit a big shot last night.
Yes, he did. Courtney Lee. Yes, he did, Jay.
He coming in his own, man.
Yeah, yes, big deal. Still at the end of the game.
Coming in his own for about 10 years,
Finally picked you for it.
Don't get slick, dog.
I won't.
Go ahead, D.
I got different shout-outs.
Go ahead.
Man. Yeah, do that.
My first shout-out going to go to my main man, Jay Smooth, man, nephew. We want to welcome him to be official
Jay
member
for
the SRT.
What a hand clap at Jay. That's a hand clap.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's big business, man.
You're part of the crew.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? That's big business. That's my shout-out to Brett,
yeah, shout-out. What do you do? What Jay do?
Hey, Jay is an official member of the SRT crew.
Wow, that's impressive.
He is the sixth man. He is our Jamal Crawford.
Earn your stripes, baby.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
They work hard, man.
Listen, every time he comes in off the bench, he lights it
He
up.
Lights it up.
Nice.
He
lights
it up. Born ready.
Buckets, baby.
Born ready.
That was impressive, D.
And then my other shout-out go to my homegirl, man, Miss Jewel Tiff, man. Of course, we thinking about you. We love
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, baby.
Be safe coming back, man. And prayers go out to your family.
Absolutely.
So, man, we had a wonderful show. I think the information, let's not underestimate the information that we provide. I mean, it is a tremendous amount of information. Everybody listen to the show. Catch us on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, hm3inc.com. Catch us on Facebook, facebook.com/SRTSports. And just listen to what we got to say. Because we giving you what you need. Right. And it's absolutely amazing. Some of these combine players you never heard of. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what a combine is. We told you last week. And we told you this week whose stock went up. We told you this week all the rumors and things to look out for. It's crazy. And when I listen to all these other shows and things of that nature, I'm like,
I agree.
You know, we do this. And we pack all this information within an hour and 30 minutes or so. So, shout out to my crew, man.
Hey, Big Ho, man, but just, I love you for saying that because most shows are 4 hours, man. Them radio shows, they 4 hours.
Right.
And they have producers that fill time for them.
Right.
They don't go straight 4 hours. They have fillers.
Right.
And for us to get the information that we give, we giving y'all full-time information on a part-time budget. So, y'all need to check for us, man.
Exactly. I mean, all that information within an hour and a half. I mean, we only do one commercial. Well, we did two tonight, but, I mean, that's it. I mean, you just can't get it better than
that. Shout out to my crew.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the SRT crew, baby. Y'all slipping on us. Keep slipping because we're going to keep doing what we do. And when we get on, it's going to be on, baby.
901, baby.
There it is, 901.
That's what's up. 702.
You already
Boogie.
Know. Yes, sir, baby.
You gotta get boogie.
For all y'all who don't know, this is how the SRT crew sign out. Hit it.
Boogie. I'm headed home, baby.
Smooth.
The Jeweler Sports is leaving the building.
Slick money, find yourself a church home. God is good.
Bama.
And you already know this, your main man, HM3 BC. It was hard for me this week, but you already know. Thanks for all you do, RIP BC. This is the SRT crew, episode 69, HM3 SRT, and we out. Peace.
334, baby.
Yeah.